5:27 a.m. Central African Time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha, the 6th of Muharram, 1445. I see, sir, there's a listener says, last night's Q&A was stopped. Almighty Allah grant Mufti Sahib, Maulana Salim, and myself long life with good health, barakah, and afia, inshallah. Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved leader and master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the stories and the narratives, and verses 5 and 6. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what is going to happen now and in the future. The noble Quran, the glorious Quran, is a living book, is not a book of history or geography. Primarily, it is a book of guidance. وَنُرِيدُ, and we decreed, annamunna, that we will confer our bounties, our favors. Almighty Allah is using the royal pronoun, we, to stamp His majesty, authority, and sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence. No one else can do this, only He, Almighty Allah, because He alone is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as He pleases. Can we go and change the sunrise, the sunset? Nobody in the universe can do that. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those people who are considered weak and meek on this earth, we want and we decree that we are going to confer our bounties and favors upon them. How? وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّا. We will make them the leaders. We will make them the spiritual and physical leaders. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And we will make them the heirs of the land of Palestine. We will make them the heirs. Remember, so people can know what true Islam is and so forth. So that is Almighty Allah. You hear these elections in this place and that place. And then what happens? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He gives the government and the authority, sovereignty, to whomsoever He wishes, and He snatches it away from whomsoever He wishes. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. He disgraces and humiliates whoever He wishes. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 26. Biyadikal khair. Everything is in your power, your hands, Ya Allah. Allah's hands, He alone knows what it means. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. You have power indeed over everything, O Almighty Allah. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we will give them the authority on the earth. وَنُرِيَ فِرْأَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. And we will show Pharaoh, the tenpot dictator, وَهَامَانَ, and his minister Haman, وَجُنُودَهُمَا, and their armies. What do you say about this? Does this not resonate with what is going to happen in the land of Palestine? وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمَّا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. So whether it is the Pharaoh or his ministers and cabinet, or whether his army, we are going to show them from them مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ, that which they were fearing all the time. They thought they were going to lose power, and they thought that they will never lose power, and they thought they will be in power forever. Almighty Allah humiliated all of them and gave everything to the people of Palestine, so the true Muslims. And now history is repeating itself. At-tarikhu yu'idu nafsahu. History is repeating itself. Take this verse, O Jutlas, O Haramis, and this will resonate with the Palestinians. You consider them weak. You consider them non-entities. Almighty Allah says, I'm going to make them the leaders. I'm going to make them the heirs. And we will show the Haman and Qarun and Fir'aun. We're going to show Bibi. We're going to show Ben-Gvir, the Himar, the donkey. We're going to show Smotrich, the war criminal. We are going to show the Israelis. I am in charge. You are the cursed nation. You are not a chosen nation. That is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So let us take you to the news, views and interviews nationally, globally, internationally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The avalanche has begun and has started in Israel. That is what the Haaretz has written. The darkest day in the history of Israel. Hundreds of Israeli reservists in the army say they will not report to duty. They will suspend because they want to serve a democratic Israel, a democracy, and not an authoritarian and people who are the super terrorists. They didn't say that. I'm saying that. The whole world knows who are the real terrorists. They want to steal more and more land in the West Bank. They want to practice on Eretz Israel. Israel, the Haramis, for 75 years don't have a constitution. They don't have borders. Go to United Nations and ask them what are the borders of Israel. They will tell you no. It's disputed borders. It's nothing about dispute. They came as squatters and they invaded a land. If Putin invaded Ukraine and became a war criminal, then these Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists are war criminals for 75 years. You invaded Palestine, and Bibi is the weakest prime minister ever in the history of Israel. All this you will find there. You must remember, one, two things I added, but all the core message comes from the Haaretz newspaper. Hundreds of thousands of people marched. Last night, as I spoke to you, that they were marching the whole night and protesting and so forth. Lapid, the opposition leader, says, today we're going to the Supreme Court and we want to overturn what Bibi and his cronies and comrades and terrorists did. And that is to restrict the powers of the Supreme Court. And remember this, the U.S., some of the lawmakers, not all, some of them are saying, we must cut and no more military aid to Israel, no more financial aid to Israel. Now only you working up your Haramis. Therefore, remember that America and Israel are the biggest terrorists and super terrorists on this earth. They are the ones who cause all the problems in most places in the world. So Bibi refused to meet the army chief before the vote. And the Mossad chief says, I'll be on the right side of history. So it shows there's turmoil in the army. And there is, you must remember, turmoil and big problems in the intelligence. And there is big problems in the politics of Israel. And they're losing billions and billions of dollars for the past 29, now it'll be 30 weeks. Remember, since the protest and the marches started, one driver got so mad, he plowed into the protesters. So one Jutla injured three Jutlas. So we say, very good. Among yourself, you fight, you kill, you injure. We very happy about that, you haramis. How many millions of people you are going to kill, and you are going to dispose, kick them out and evacuate them from their houses there in Palestine and so forth. So you know, everything goes with the cycle. Almighty Allah gave Palestine to the Christians, the Crusaders, for 88 years, from 1099 to 1187, Gregorian calendar, and you got it from 48 now to 2023. But remember, everything's going to go downhill for you, and your only solution will be one democratic country, and that is what Israel must say. And Bennett the Harami, who said that I killed many Arabs, and there's no problem on that, is on record, I heard it myself. So we say that have one democratic country. Those people who speak about two-state solution, you worse than a donkey. You must remember that. كَمَثِلِّ حِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. As Almighty Allah speaks about them in the Quran, chapter 62, verse 5, they are example. The Jutlas and these people are like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. So the two-state solution was never born, and it died a natural death. So you want, then you must allow the 6 million plus Palestinians. Yesterday I sent out a message on Twitter, you can go and look at it, at AK Hussein, that your only solution will be, my Palestinian brothers, sisters, children who are in the diaspora, 6 million plus of them must have the right of return. Look at these haramis, another murtad MBS, murtad bin Shaitan, and you Salafi scholars, hang your heads in shame. So remember this, further, the biggest ever transfer, they are prepared to pay millions and billions, and Allah alone knows how many riyals, you must remember, for some soccer player. And these are shaitans who are playing all this soccer, professional soccer and cricket and so forth. In Islam, all this is haram and not permissible. So imagine, for that they will do. But the people who are living in squalor and in poverty, abject poverty, even in Saudi Arabia, you don't know much about Saudi Arabia because you just go Makkah, Medina, Jeddah. I travel almost the whole country. So you must remember, go see the Africans, how they are suffering there. They're there for 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and they have no rights at all. The Pakistanis, Indians, they're treated like third-class citizens. You tell me you're Muslim, you put cinema in and establish and erect cinema in Medina, bikini beaches there in Jeddah. Pakka murtad, waman shak. And if you agree with him and you still consider him to be a Muslim, then you yourself out of the fold of Islam. North Korea fires two missiles into the Sea of Japan. So Japan is shaking, South Korea is shaking, America is shaking. What must we do with Chung Chung Jing? You understand? We don't know how to pronounce these names here. But I like him. Anybody upsets America, we support them. You must remember them. Sunak is in big problem. Now you must remember that they're saying there are 17,000 modern-day slaves in the United Kingdom. People came with this visa, that visa, and now their visa will expire, so they just get any job. And then the bosses exploit them, pay them this wage, then, because they know that these people's visa will expire, or their visa is not meant for labor. So that is the modern day slavery exploitation there. 17,000 of them. Putin is a big harami. Putin is fixing them up. They sing stars daytime. So that's why I like Putin. He says, in this Russia of mine, there will be no sex change allowed. No Eve can become Steve, and no Steve can become Eve. So that is the law. He signed it off. At least he knows what is male and female. You take America, you take Europe, you take South Africa. They don't know where is male and female. Just park anywhere, and they call themselves themselves, the modernists and the enlightened people. So these are the people who want to destroy humanity so that there will be no reproduction and so forth. So see, one side, all the problems and avalanche and turmoil there in Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, Hitler's children. Then our other enemies, and that are the Hindus. Quran says this, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jutlas, are the Jews, and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. We never said every Jew, we never said every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and Hindus are our enemies. It is enshrined in the noble Quran, and there was a big ruckus, rows and ructions in the parliament there in India over the Manipur issue. They can't control Manipur, but they're speaking about the rupee must become a global currency and the Indians must go to the moon and what have you. Speaking about the moon, now let's come to South Africa. Can you believe the story? Yeah, and nearly fell down, you know. South Africa says they want to send female astronauts. South Africa says they want to send female astronauts. My question to you is, to you, you must be an idiot and a fool to even make that suggestion. You can't even get your electricity right. Every town, city is experiencing load shedding. We had load shedding yesterday. And you can't even sort out your water problems. You can't even sort out, you must remember, the people who are living in abject poverty and squalor and so forth. And you're going to waste millions and billions of our money. They say not now, but in years to come. And why females? So you must remember, somebody must fondle them there in space and all that. There's our people. Build more statues, waste our time, waste our money. What do the people benefit from this? And now they speak about sending female astronauts. Now Ukraine is telling the world, Russia is starving the people and going to starve the people because they're not allowing the grain from Ukraine to be sold. But Russia is a sharpshooter. Putin, he knows what he's doing. So Putin said, we will sell our grain. And for you in Africa, we'll give you free of charge and discount price there. So it's good move. So remember, and they are targeting the ports there in Odessa and so forth. Well done, Putin. You're a master strategist. That's why I like you, but same time, you're a big harami also. So 80 wildfires in Greece. They don't know what to do. They say climate change, climate change. They sing stars daytime already. Thousands of tourists and people had to be evacuated from Rhode Island and so. Now they are worried the tourists will never come back there. Algeria, big problems there. Heat wave, wildfires killed 34 people. That was the last what I read last night. So Algeria, big, big problems as well. Yeah, in Somalia, another big problem. Shabab killed 20 soldiers of the government. So all these Shabab, and remember this Boko Haram and whoever else, all these are entities which the West made and so forth, so that they want to disgrace Islam, but they themselves got disgraced. Allahumma lak الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله. We praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Last night I slept only 12 o'clock after 12 because the amount of messages and the amount of people crying with us out of joy and happiness. 189 brothers and sisters embrace Islam. We praise Almighty Allah alone, and this is the barakah, wasila, blessings of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson and the Capital Group. May Almighty Allah reward you. So this has become a reality when now non-Muslims are loving to embrace Islam, and 130 Jutlas cursed us. So we told them, go to hell. We will speak the truth whether you like it or you don't like it. Today 8:30 to 9 inshallah will be Maulana Noor Desai, or put Shepston with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 inshallah with the tafsir. Today inshallah, inshallah Aziz, our tour starts in Durban, so tonight we will be there in Spine Road Masjid, the Jummah Masjid there, Spine Road in Phoenix. Jamaat Salat Isha is at 7:15. Proceedings will start at around 7:40, 20 to 8 or so. It will be live on the various radio stations, inshallah Aziz. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large.
I've got a sister, Suzanne. She says, morning to you, AK, and to the team of Ansar. Who is the real Jesus? My name is Suzanne, Ustad.
The real Jesus, you want to know, my sister Suzanne, go to the glorious Quran, and it's written there, Quran made easy. Q-U-R. A-A-N, made easy, Quran made easy, and at the bottom you will see the name Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussein, H-O-O-S-E-N. So he has translated the Quran, made it easy for you, he and his team. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, paradise. So you must go read, my sister, chapter 19, Surah Maryam, 98 verses there, and you will see who is Jesus. Very briefly, my sister Suzanne, Jesus Isa, that is the Quranic name. Isa alayhi salatu salam, his name nami ismigrami, honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. It means to be fair in complexion and a leader. His honorable mother Mary, we say Maryam, and she is the only lady whose honorable name is mentioned explicitly in the noble Quran 34 times. Jesus Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born miraculously, and you must remember his mother is a pure and chaste woman. We call her Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin. Maryam al-Batul, she moved away from the toxic society. This is what you must understand, my sister Suzanne. One side you have the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews, the Zionists. They say Jesus is son of a harlot. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. That she was a loose lady, Allah forbid, and he is not legitimate and so forth, Allah forbid. So therefore they are a cursed nation, and they try to assassinate him and kill him as well, the Jews. And on the other side you got the Christians, and they elevated him to divinity, and they said that he is the son of God. All these are rejected, Allah forbid. Only Islam taught us what is the truth for all times, all places, and only in Islam will you find salvation. Islam is the best, and therefore we share it with the rest. So you, my sister, must know, we say he was a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, and the last messenger of the Israelites and prophets, and the final and last messenger is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for all times, all places. Chapter 61, verse 6, you find Jesus himself telling his people, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. The final messenger will come. His name will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad means the one who is praised and praised profusely and abundantly by Almighty Allah himself. Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I praise Almighty Allah the most in the entire universe. So that is what we believe in, my sister. But you must refer to chapter 19, Surah Maryam, the chapter regarding Mary, and 98 verses. Read it without a jaundiced eye, and Allah will guide you to the truth.
She says, thank you so much, sir. I really thoroughly enjoy your program. Suzanne, Ustaz.
Allah bless you. Allah guide you, my sister. That's Amen. Why we have this program. So you must know what is the truth, and don't listen to the Western media, the intellectual prostitutes they are.
I've got a sister, Daisy. She says, should apartheid return to South Africa? Why or why not? Sister Daisy, Ustad.
Daisy, my sister, you want to get the people dizzy again or what? You understand? What was apartheid? You're a white female, so you enjoyed all the fruits, or your parents or grandparents enjoyed all the fruits. The Nats came into power in 1948, and then they called us coolie, and they used the others, the K word for the Africans and the blacks and the coloreds. I give you the example where I am from Johannesburg. They kicked us out. The coolies, the Indians, get out from here and go and stay in Lanesia. The coloreds, you go stay in El Dorado Park. You, the blacks, Africans, go live in Soweto, and we will take the cream. Is that what you want, Daisy? So you must remember inhumane system, a crime against humanity. It is white is right. We saw boards. I can never forget this. I saw with my own eyes. No knee blankers and Honda knee. No non-whites and dogs allowed here. Do you know what is apartheid, is the Daisy? So if you think it's right, then remember that you don't understand, because you are a racist and a person. You or your forefathers were supporting Verhoerd and Foster and P.W. de Klerk and all the P.W. Botha and the F.W. de Klerk and all these characters. So sister, we got no time for apartheid. Corruption is a big crime also. Crime here in South Africa. But apartheid, that is what we are fighting for. My only wish now is Allah must keep me alive so I can see the flag of Israel being burnt and thrown to the scraps of history. Ameen. And the flags of Palestine flying over everywhere. So that is Allahumma tahhir al-masjid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. That is my only desire now. We want to see justice, and we want to see a liberated and free Palestine, which is occupied now by the apartheid regime of Israel.
I've got a sister, Amelia. She says, answer my question, AK. Why are pregnant Palestinian mothers often forced to give birth at Israel military checkpoints? I really don't respect you because you don't respect the Jewish religion. So answer my question, Amelia, Ustad.
So you're trying to tell me, Amelia, you are saying it is right that the Palestinian woman must give birth at the checkpoints, you must remember, because your army, which is a terrorist army, which is a racist army, because you must remember, they can shoot to kill and there'll be no questions asked. Who murdered and shot my sister, Shireen Abu Aqila? She's not a Muslim. She's a Palestinian. She's a Christian. She has dual citizenship of Palestine and of, you must remember, America. Till today, they said, case closed. We're not going to answer to anybody. This was cold-blooded murder by your army. Hang your head in shame. Then you murdered my son and Muhammad Tamim in 2023, 2 years old, and you say, we no case, no nothing. And in 2002, you murdered 2001 or 2002, you murdered, you must remember, Durra. So all this year. So that is what you do. That between Gaza and Jerusalem, it's actually, if there's no checkpoints, 1 hour, 1.5 hour drive. But for the Palestinians, even if their ladies are pregnant and so forth, and their mothers are pregnant, you will make it 6, 8, 10 hours, bring about all these laws, so that, you must remember, there's no free movement for them. And you want to justify it? Hang your head in shame. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
She says, whatever, sir. Ustad.
Yeah, we speak the truth. We speak the truth. We don't care for anybody. Remember that. So we don't worry about you, Jutlas or anybody. Muslims are wrong, we will say. I just told you now, the Saudi Arabian leader is a murtad non-Muslim. For us, he's not a Muslim. So what is wrong, sister. And you must learn that. Don't be a blind follower.
Let's go to Brother Kurt. He says, AK, I'm on your side. He says, do you know, AK, your program, The Ship to Paradise, goes viral to this countries, Israel, Saudi Arabia, United States of America, London, Russia, and New Zealand. They have you guys recorded. Brother Kurt, Ustad.
I'm honored, my brother Kurt. You know, that's my Kurt answer. You must remember that. I'm honored. Send it to more countries. I was amazed yesterday and last night when the Jutla and Jutli Harami said 130 of them hate me. I said only 130. I thought it would be 130,000 maybe. You understood? You know why? We got the magnet. What is the magnet? It's Islam. Allah. And Islam is teaching the truth without fear and favor. So you know what is right and what is wrong. You invade our country. You murder our people. You want to steal even more now in the West Bank. There's a whole judicial reform. Who are the winners in this? Nobody is the winner beside the settlers. You must remember that. The settlers can steal more homes, can demolish more houses, and can steal more gardens. And they were, anybody tells them nonsense. I saw myself in Hebron when I went there in 2002. There they parade there with big guns. And the Palestinians cannot have a single gun. So what you expect them to do? I'm asking you. You humiliate my father, mother. I'm a young boy, 6 years old, 8 years old. I see that. I say the day I get the gun, I'll put a bullet through you. And 100% is justified. So you must remember that. Your policy is a failure. You can't even draw up a constitution. You have no borders because your aim is you took Palestine and made it Israel. You stole Jerusalem and occupied it and made it your eternal undivided capital. And now you're going for the third one, Eretz Israel. Let us expand Israel, min al-Furati ila al-Nil, from the Euphrates River in Iraq, right up to River Nile, because both sides there, you got murtads and shaitans there. So you got the Pharaoh there, Sisi, not the Muslim also. His mother was a Jewess. And you got in Iraq, the Kuffar, Shias, non-Muslims, you got there. They're going to wear black clothes and cry the whole time now. So all non-Muslims this. So that is your next aim. And then you want to remove Al-Qubbatu Sahara, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Hekale Suleimani, Temple of Solomon. So you're thinking of that, but Allah has His divine plan. You're going to lose everything, like how the white man lost the whole of South Africa, because your greed is greed, brother, sister. So that is what you must understand.
So let's listen to this one. It says, why is Rumi even considered Iranian when he was born an Afghan Tajik in Balkh, Afghanistan? Tasha, my name is Tasha. I'm a Muslim, but I haven't changed my name as yet because I like the name Tasha. Ustad.
My sister Tasha, very good question. First, regarding your name, in Islam, we say, my sister Tasha, once you are a Muslim, born Muslim, or you embrace Islam, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawood, and various compilations, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. Verily, you will be called by your name and your father's name, your biological father, not stepfather and adopted father. Hence, you must choose good names. Your surname you can leave as non-Muslim. There's Patel and Desai and all non-Muslim name, Hindu name. Since when these are Muslim names and all that? Your Patel and your Mehter and Desai and all Hindu names. You must remember these kind of things here. So that, but it's famous now, so people start thinking it's Muslim names. So that you can leave. But your name, that for Ahsinu Asma'akum. He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, choose good names, because that's the name you will be called all with on the day of justice. So that is what you must remember. Let's come to Jalaluddin Rumi rahimahullah. So you must remember, he is buried there in Konya, and he's buried there in Turkey and so forth. I haven't been to Konya. I've been to Turkey 4 or 5 times. So anyway, my sister, people, when you say Salman Farsi, right? Easy example. Salman the Persian. So what does it mean? So he's the great Sahabi, companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's buried in Iraq. I've been to his grave, Mubarak, and his blessed grave. So his forefathers came from Faris, from Persia. You say Imam Abu Hanifa. So you say he was a Persian. So he comes, his forefathers came from there. So when I was studying, you must remember, in Pakistan, so they used to call me Abdul Qadir Afriki. You see that? Why? Because those now our family from Africa, because you must remember that we are now in this country for over 100 years. So that is how it works, that we have cut off ties with India and all that now, although our origins go back to India. So that is what is meant there, my sister. So we'll leave it there. 6 o'clock news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mona Khalid, and inshallah 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and tonight inshallah we will be in Phoenix Pine Road, the Jummah Masjid, Isha Salat is 7:15. The lectures and everything, the proceedings will start at around 7:40, inshallah al-Aziz. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaykum.
Sister Tasha, she's asking if you can give her a name right now, Ustaz, a Muslim name.
I give you the beautiful name, my sister Tasha. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul Asma ilallah Abdullah wa Abdurrahman. For a male, the best name is Abdullah and Abdurrahman. For females, Amatullah. So my suggestion to you, Amatullah. So that means the slave and servant of Almighty Allah. Keep that name, my sister. Amatullah. Allah Jalla wa Ala bless you, guide you. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.